on page 117, we're talking about the third, and in many ways the most confusing galus, because on the outside it seems like it's great, and in many ways we daven that this is a galus that Jews should be in. Nevertheless, it's not the tachlis, and one has to know the truth. And it's not just a matter of knowing the truth; it's a matter of trying to live in the right way, not just knowing something. But as always, it's a very delicate balance. We're talking about the galus that a person has a galus that he's living in that's filled with all kinds of noble and wonderful goals and aspirations. Sheifas with projects and with set specific goals that he's trying to accomplish in his learning about Hashem and so on. But the underlying sheirish of all of that is that I want to be Matzliach, which is again, this is something that, of course, in modern society, that's the tachlis of life, to be Matzliach. But the point is the I and my Hatzlacha. And the question that we were left with, as we were up to on 117 in the middle, a little bit past the middle, is Heichan Hashem is Baruch Ba'olamcha. Where does Hashem fit into all of that? Where does Hashem is Baruch? Avoid is Hashem. Where does that fit into your project? Unless it's one of the items on your schedule or on your list that develop a relationship with the Bari Olam. That's also something, and you have that by April 15th, you have to be in close contact with Hashem. You have something already planned for that time. But L'shema HaShe'ela Yiskoimeim V'yezer Hashem is Baruch. This question, now we're talking about a very serious Jew. And when the person asks him, where's the Baruch Shalom fit into this whole picture that you have of growth, of self-improvement, where does Hashem fit into all of that? So the person right away, when he hears this question, Hashem is Baruch. Hashem, my mashm, what are you talking about? What else do I do? All I'm doing is learning and davening and taking hamidus and mitzvahs and chesed. That's all I'm doing. My whole day is with this. So what do you mean, where's God? Mitziva la Torah, she'allah hani amel. Who's the one who told me to learn? Who gave the Torah? What do you think I'm doing all day long? And who do you think I'm talking to? I mean, what am I doing? And I'm davening. I have kavana, and I know all the Peish Amilis, and I know what Rav Shamshal Hirsch says, and what the Malbim says on this, and what the Radak and this pasuk. And I know all of you. Who do you think I'm thinking about? If it's not Hashem, is the one I'm davening to. What's the whole tachlis of what I'm doing to purify myself and to become better? My mashma, what are you talking about? Heichan Hashem is Baruch Ba'olam. What kind of question? Where is Hashem? Heichan Hashem is Baruch Ba'olam. What are you talking about? Vashela Aydena Tuluya Umanaseres. In other words, the question is still there. You're getting annoyed. You're getting upset. You don't know why you're being asked this question. After all, your whole life is filled with mitzvahs and masim tovim and learning. But the question is still a question. It's a question that's minaseris. It's a piercing question. Heichan Hashem is Baruch Ba'olamcha, Ba'olamecha. Where's Hashem in your world? Milam kama hatzlacha. These words, remember, and he'll repeat it again, and he over and over after him. We're not talking about with young people. Young people have to be on a clear seder with a program and everything. But words, milam kama hatzlacha. But you look now, you see that there are very, very wonderful programs that are successful in that respect, getting people to learn. Look, for instance, you heard about this with Dirshu. Dirshu is unbelievable. There's a Yid from Canada that he began a revolution in halacha and in learning, and it's absolutely magnificent. And there's no question that, and Rav Kluge is not, chas v'shalom, discrediting any of this work that's being done to make sure that people have a say there, and to make sure that we understand that people need to be motivated. But we're still talking here about the tachlis of why the Baruch Shalom sent the neshamas into this world. The tachlis. All of that would be fine. And if a program like Dirshu or Daf Yomi, or whatever else it is, the Shemir Shloshim Yomi, the Tanya Yomi, the Rambam Yomi, the Halacha, they never had any of these things in the past. The reason that we have these things, Baruch Hashem, is to save Klal Yisrael, that we shouldn't slip into the oblivion of not learning Torah. Where there was something else in the past that would get people to learn. It's very, very hard now. And when people have an achrayis, that the Daf Yomi or the other daily things, weekly things, they set up that kind of a seder, and a person feels, oh, I could do this. And not only can I do this, but I could see hatzlacha. I could be matzliach. I could finally finish a mesachta. Sorry, I could finally finish pshas. I could finish Mishnah Berurah. I could finish the Rambam. I could finish Tanya. I could finish Kishon Aruch. These are big things, and they're good things. Not good; they're great things. But the underlying yesod in all of this hard work is me and my hatzlacha. And the person's offended if you ask him, "Why are you doing all of this? Where's God in all of this?" He can become offended. But the truth is, it's a good question. That's what he's saying. These words, hatzlacha, or l'sayim. My father, Zogazon, tells me that he wasn't a little boy when before the war. He was already an adult before the war. He said he doesn't remember people making siyumim. He said for the Chevra Shas, they had a certain thing once a year. They would make a siyum. He said, but people were finishing mesachtas every day. The mesachtas left and right. They were finishing mesachtas. He doesn't remember ever making siyum. It's also not. Does that mean it's not a good thing? It's a wonderful thing. It's not, and it's printed in the back of the Gemara. It was never printed in such big print like it is now. You understand that? It's also having a party. You feel good. My father told me he heard about this when I came back from in Eretz Yisrael, we had a couple of guys were making steam. My father said, "Whoever told other people that they finished it?" So I said, "It's a Suda Smitsu." So. The Minchas was also in the Suda Smitsu. We didn't see that they were making in Munkach that they made. But the Minchas was that every time somebody finished a Masech, that they're making a party and they have all their friends come over. And yet, it works. It's an interesting thing. But it does work. Could be a year from now, 2 years, 3 years, years from now, I'm going to have a party and all my friends are going to come together and I'm going to say those words and I'm going to feel good and people are going to look at me, not gaiva, I'm not talking about it, but in a nice way, look at me, he's an Ishmael Shliach. He made his life into something. And I feel like I accomplished something. So something has changed where this has become much more significant. Become much more significant. The feeling of my hatzlacha has become much more significant. But that's something that's happening in the whole world. That's not just in the Jewish world. What goes on in our world is always a reflection of what's happening in the entire world. As much as we like to think it's not, but it is. Because in the whole world you see now that if the kid that he rode his tricycle for the first time, so they have to invite the whole family. The same thing you see like now with an upsharon. I've been to upsharons that you can make already a chasni. You see a catered upsharon, what they made. Well, who ever heard there are people here that are older than me? There are people that are my age are older than me. You remember such a thing? That they made for an upsharon? Is it a bad thing? What could be bad? Jews get together and they're happy and there's a little boy and everybody cuts and they give the babi and they say to cut and everybody smiles and they take pictures and there's a new party. All the grandparents are saying, they're saying to each other, you remember such a thing? I never heard such a thing. It's a new thing. What? Yeah, the Sfardim had, Chassidim had something. And even then, it was all biskasia. It was just, if you were able to go to Rabbi Shimon, that was something else. Otherwise, it wasn't by Rabbi Shimon, by another, by Shimon at Tzaddik, by another Tzaddik to go to a Kerala. Otherwise, it was something that was still there. People, it wasn't an Indian. in Pnimius, it was an Indian, but it was an Indian between the person and the Baruch Shalom. It wasn't an Indian that it has to be the Pearson to put into the newspapers. The whole Jewish world is invited to our upsharing or something like that. The same way they didn't have to have you didn't have to have simchas with all the to have the whole world has to know that this chasen is this color, and before the parents even find out, the parents found out on the computer that their kids are engaged in something. This is, what is that? It's also a sense of accomplishing the hatzlacha. So it's not gaiva, it's different. But that's what's in the whole world now. The whole world now. It's this Indian giving all kinds of awards. They can't give awards at the graduation because that's going to make Yankel feel bad. Because Yankel, they couldn't figure out one category. Used to be had best parachuter or something. They can't make up one category for Yankel, so they have to cancel the whole thing. There can't be any awards, or either that, or everybody has to get an award. Or they have now with the high schools, they have to make speeches. The teachers or someone has to talk about every kid, a whole thing, like God forbid, like it's after 120. Everybody has to, they have to make the teachers get up and say a hesped over a kid that's graduating. Every kid has to get a hesped. And it's a whole big thing. And they have to have, it's the whole world. This is happening in the whole world. And there are many reasons for that, why that's happening in the world before Mashiach comes. It's such a brachenkeit and people are so weak. And so fragile, you have to constantly say, you're good, you go valdic, oh. And you have all of these things. But the ik is the person should feel that I'm an ish matzliach. L'sayin. I finished the Masechta, I finished. It wouldn't be good if you had a bechina in it, but you finished the Masechta. L'hagia, I reached someplace. L'haspik, I finished up something. I was able to finish something. All of these things, Rav Kluger explains, again, all wonderful, but all of these are a mavai and a kli. They're just a way to get to something. Just like the Rambam talks about, and Chazal talk about giving candy to little children to get them to learn. This is just more sophisticated and expensive candy. That's all it is. This is all candy. It's not the tachlis. It's all candy. It's a mavai and a kli. It's a kli. It's a way to get things to move. It's a way to get things to happen. It's at the tachlis. Lo yoseh. That's it. That's all of these things. That's all they are. Ikarishal inyan ha'omer lefalis is derech halimud. Hu hayidia v'ha'emuna shekol teva v'ais shel halimud. The ikir is, of course, To know and to believe that every single word and every single letter that I'm learning, kol machshava, every thought, vehegin beinyan, and everything that I'm thinking about in this inyan, nechshav esek b'kodesh kedoshim. I'm mamish standing in the kodesh kedoshim. I'm the base of mikdash. I'm with the kodesh baruch hu. V'chachmasor ritzani baruch shemo. This is the chachma and the rotzon of Hashem, like the Tanya, like we spoke about. This is the chachma and the rotzon of Hashem that I'm thinking about, that I'm learning. Ha'achudim ima yisbarach b'tachlis. And through this chachma and rotzon of Hashem is one with Hashem. And by me saying these words and thinking these thoughts, forget about the siyum, forget about a party, forget about hatzlacha and where I'm holding and finishing and accomplishing. The tachlis is, like the famous teaching from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, where the Gemara makes the chilk, the Tani talks about the difference between an Eved Hashem and an Eved Hashem Mishalai Avdai, is the difference between a person who chazes his learning 100 times, right? And Me'epamim Ve'echad. And chazes 101 times. So the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh said, what's the difference? There's one person, the person who chazes 100 times, the Tani has a whole mahalach, the person who chazes 100 times, that's called Ashalai Avdai, someone who's not an Eved Hashem. But the person who chases 101 times the learning, he reviews 101 times, that is called what? An Oyvid Hashem. What makes that one time an Oyvid Hashem? So the Tanya says, because that's more than the Hergel they used to chase 100 times when it was all Torah Shvat. Okay, that's a way to explain. The Pshat is that when a person goes beyond, when you go beyond what's the usual, that's called Avodas Hashem. To push yourself, that's called Avodas Hashem. That's the Pshat. In those days, since there was a Hergel of 100, because it was all Baal Peh, so the person that does that extra one time, that's already an avoid. That's the pshat. But the Balshanta Vakadis says in Pnim is the person who learns 100 times, the person who learns Me'apam v'echad, he says, the Balshanta taught means you learn 100 times, but ve'echad, you're always, every word that you're learning is always the ve'echad that's with you. You're always thinking about God. Me'apam v'echad. I never, ever, ever learn without the ve'echad. The echad is echad amyuchad, is the one, Hashem. Me'apam v'echad. That's already know Eved Hashem. A person can learn 100 times, the same 100 times, but he's learning for zich, for himself. He's not learning. He's learning to finish, he's learning to be smart, he's learning to accomplish whatever it is, all better than doing anything else in the world. But the ve'echad is not there. So that already, Baal Shem says, is already different gather. It's not called an oivid elokim. It's very important. But an oivid elokim is exactly that. That he learns, me'apamim, what everybody else learns. Doesn't have to go extra. That's what everybody learns. But the difference is the ve'echad. It's always with the ve'echad. All of his learning is with the ve'echad. That's the big thing. That's the whole chiluk between one person and another person. He doesn't forget the tachlis. Every single time that he's learning, it's always with the ve'echad. It's always with the echad. That he's Yosef, Shana Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kenegda. He sits and learns, and Hashem is always sitting there together with him and learning all the time with him. And he feels that presence of Hashem when he's learning. He remembers what's the tachlis of learning. And he's sitting in the Kodesh Kadosh, and that's what he said. Ha'achudim Meis Baruch Betachlis. Yadea ish benafsha. He says, let's be honest. He's talking to fellows that are sitting and learning all day. Yadea ish benafsha. B'mi mekane. Who are you jealous of? Lemi writes lehidamas. And who do you want to be like? Like, what do you want to be like when you grow up? L'zesh nesbarach b'hatzlach b'tara. To the person who is known to have hatzlach in Torah, however that's measured, wherever that is, that he conversed with the whole of Shas, and he's a lamdan, and he could say a chiddush, and he's written a sefer, whatever it is. L'zesh nesbarach b'hatzlach b'Torah. What do you want for yourself? What would you like? What would you like for your kids? Afki ena zarech ledveikus. Even though this person is not necessarily a person that lives in a way of dveikus Hashem, he doesn't live in any obvious way with the echad. The echad does not seem to be a major part of his life, but the learning, the me'apamim he has plus, is that who in the yeshiva world, in the yeshivas, in our world, is that the person who we're jealous of and we want to be most like? Or would you rather with yourself? I mean, we'd rather have everything. That's always, but that's like kids always say that. I want everything. But or would you rather to be a person that has been zochel to dveikus b'Torah uba Hashem Yisbarach, to have a deep, deep, real relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Af ki haslachoso einim nagdolos. Even though he's not known as a particularly great lamdan b'talmud chacham. So who in our world of Torah learning, who are people mekane? Who do they want to be like? Who are the models of success? The person that might not be such a big lamdan, might not have memorized as much, might not be as sharp, but he's a tzaddik and he's dovek Hashem, and when he learns with such dveikus b'Hashem. Those people generally they were loved, but they were not admired. There's a difference. People like that were loved in the yeshivas, and they still are. But admired, not admired. That's not considered to be that there was a person who the Rosh Yeshiva feels that was his hatzlacha. The Rosh Yeshiva's hatzlacha was when there was a person, obviously, we're talking about Yeshua, we're talking about people not from, but somebody who was a machadish, a lamdan, even if it's a little bit with even though he can't compare to that other person as far as the dreikus and as far as the davening and the sincerity and so on and so forth, they couldn't even compare. That's why in our world, that's not generally looked upon. That dreikus is not looked upon as some sort of an ideal. It's almost as if that was that's looked upon as somebody who was not matzliach, and he found another thing to give him something to do and to feel good. He wasn't matzliach. If he'd really, really be matzliach, he'd be a brilliant person who's writing svarim to be mechadish. But since he can't make that first tier, in other words, he can't be in the major leagues, so then there's the minor leagues of very, very big God-fearing people. It's like the minor leagues. And that's, okay, these people are loved. Everybody loves them. And people say, look how beautifully the albums are given. But that's not what's getting the big shidduch. You understand? That he's David Bashem. Just the opposite. It could be that he has problems getting a shidduch. Because they're worried that maybe he's not so more of an agrius. He looks to be like he has a whole thing going on with God. So they get a little bit nervous. A person who's more from this world, and he's brilliant, and he says all kinds of chedushim, but it doesn't have to be necessarily with the echad. The echad is not required. It's not required. Of course, we wish there wouldn't be such extremes, and it's not. And it would be nice if everything would be in there. It's a beautiful tzaddikim that have combined that, and it's not a stira, and everything works out beautifully. But what Rav Kluge is saying is really, like, what's looked up to more? What do people think? And they think it's a much greater accomplishment. And Vegas is, if you learn a little bit more, some svarim, and you go to a tzaddik or something, maybe in a couple of days you can become a Jew like that. But to be a lamdan, that's something. That's something. When we daven for our children, we daven for the boys, they should become gedolim. Ma kavanaso? What do you mean when you say the word that they should be gedolei Yisrael? What do you mean? Kama eza gadol b'Yisrael? What do you mean? What kind of a gadol b'Yisrael? Sheesh but tzidkus v'kirvus Hashem esbrach v'yashamayim. A gadol b'Yisrael in terms of tzidkus and kirvus Hashem and yashamayim. Hashem afursim b'sharm, or do you mean someone who's famous, who's very, very famous, batzlochus gedolus b'tara, for being very much sliach, for making a lot of steams, and knowing what he's doing, knowing the material. So again, this is not in any way to show disrespect to people, but it's a question of what's the tachlis. Page 118. Ma erach pisga shehigde yehudi la'atzmo. What is the value of that peak, of that ideal that a person has defined for himself? Asher sos v'sameach b'hagiyo elav, that you rejoice in when you reach it. V'liboy nishbar, and your heart is broken im lo tzalach, if you were not successful. Numas etzem kol psiyim haderech. What's all of that worth compared to every step along the way? Kol ois, every letter of Torah and Tfila. V'chol reg, every moment spent learning and davening. Hanech sheves l'sha'atzma pisgah si aliyadmas. By the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh and the Talmid Baal Shem, there was this whole inyan was not, as I said last time, was not, all inyan of, not, of finishing and this and that was never a big inyan. Because the, not that a person should waste his time, chas v'shalom, it's bittul Torah. But the tachlis is this letter, this word, that's the tachlis. They also sichle hadal, shal yitzir noitzar, that my little brain, my human brain, in this world, can become ochud v'dovuk b'lokus. Can become one and attached to Elokus by learning Torah. V'nasa moichai, and that my mind, the human mind, can become a mishkan, a dwelling place, the gilui Hashem esbach ba'olamai, for Hashem esbach to be revealed in this world. It doesn't mean that the person can't be a huge Talmud Chacham. That's not what he's saying. That's not at all what he's saying. But what's the ikkah? That makes a huge difference. Hein emes. Shesidrei limud unesivim silulim, there's no question, it's true, that having starim in learning and pathways, clear paths, that these are clay eiza nechutzim, that they're very valuable tools to help us in our learning. Hein emes, shekedei lechanech hatzoin al darka shel Torah. There's no question that in order to educate the flock, that they should go on the path of Torah. Or lisay sal kan kan ha'omer lekabel maskaris b'schar limudai. Or to test somebody in order for him to be able to receive a check, to receive money for his learning and teaching and so on. Yesh mokum liyadim v'hespekim. There's certainly a place, and we must have goals, and there must be a certain regimen of what needs to be accomplished. Nivchanim, there have to be tests, v'shinunim and reviews. Asher kol zman shalei omad halomad b'shleimus ha'mesima. That as long as the person who is learning has not completed the task, yechoshav leikolei osav leiklo, that it should be considered as if he didn't do anything. We understand the place that all of this has in chinuch and in learning. Kalim noyim heim lechinuch uleven baichin. These are good kalim for teaching and for testing, evaluating. But a Jew who is free from Golias, not a lazy person who doesn't want to accomplish, but a person who is free. Bagar, and he already has matured. Lahamid Tarosal Nochach Pnei Hashem, to actually learn Torah in God's presence. Olav Lachin Barlamo, he has to try to prepare in his life, in his world, Mokom Naki Lashem Zbach, a clean, pure place for Hashem. We see that every intelligent person knows that when somebody creates a goal, kaveh bo hespekim, sameach b'atzlochus hayiskadmus, and he's happy when he is matzliach to reach those goals. V'nishbar in lo megilakach, and he's very tzibrochen, he's broken if he doesn't reach those goals. Kol zehu inyan yachasi bilvad hanisrachik min ha'etzem shel hadavar. All of these things is relative, it's just relative. Hanisrachik min ha'etzem shel hadavar. But all of these have nothing to do with how close one is or how far one is from the etzem hadavar of what the tachlis is. Shuvi says, "Ein medubat." I'm not talking about young people. Shekomer, young people have to have a mezgeres in a derech. Derech moshel, for instance, hanemele higdir la'atzma yad. A little ant has decided. However, ants come to those decisions. Has made a decision that yad lifsoa, a goal, a destination. Lefsoa shnei meter, to schlep 2 meters, the law says as a gargir, to carry this crumb for 2 meters. So that's the end zone, that's the finish line for this ant. That's the tachlis. It has its eyes, or whatever, uses its antennas, set on that place, and it has its schlepping to do till that place. All of the kaiches, everything, all of its work, everything that it wants is pushing it towards that goal, towards that destination. There's going to be a siyum when he gets there. Then there's going to be a siyum when he brings the crumb to there. There'll be a siyum. Bal chayacher, a different animal. Higdil is a yad. Okay, an animal, this is a little bug. An animal has a bigger thing. Le'esra meter, it has 20 meters. This animal has an inyan to get 20 meters. Zemod hatzlochaisa v'kishol naisa. That's the measure of his hatzlochas and of his failures. If he makes it to the 20 meters, he's maslich. If the animal quits or tires and backs out before, then he failed. Atanishal, let's ask. Kivras HaDerech Shel HaBal Chai. This path, this goal of the animal, Nikus Gedoyla Aktana, is it called Godel, big, or is it called small? Hatshuvi Yachas is. The answer, of course, is always relative. Klapei HaNemela, if you compare the animal to the ant, Gedoyla, 20 meters, the ant only had 2 meters. So as far as the accomplishment, the Hatzlacha, so it seems, of the Balchai, of the animal, is 10 times. Hatzlacha is 10 times bigger. Klapei HaAdam, on the other hand, if you compare the Balchai, the animal, to a person, Ketanim is there. Then it's very small, 20 meters. Atanikach has Kivas HaDerech Shel Adam. So now let's stop and talk about the derech of a person. The derech of a person. HaGedoyl Hi Im Ketana. Can we say objectively? Can we say it's big, it's great, it's godl or it's cotton? Can we say that objectively? Shuv, it's yachasi. It's all relative. Why? Gedola klape elish atachtav. Yes, it's greater, the kivras, the amount of ground that the human covers is greater than the ant, and is greater than the balchai that was only going to go 20 meters, and the human being is going to go that time 100 meters or 200 meters, whatever it is. On that day, a couple of kilometers. So it's greater in that respect. But ketana, but it's small, klape kivras derech, compared to a car, going in a car or going in an airplane, it's, so you could say it's small. What did he accomplish? He went because he went. He walked 2 kilometers. He could have gone in a car. He could have gone 100 kilometers. He could have gone in an airplane 1,000 kilometers. So what is it? So it's cotton. The kach b'chol hadargis lein shir, and that's how it always is. Whatever the dargis, like that, without a shir. There's no objective reality that's called godl and cotton. No such thing. There's no thing that's the definition that is godl and this is cotton. There's no definition. Even nowadays, when you call what they call a learning, an odom godl, you'll excuse me, the Rogatchev wouldn't have even bothered answering a kasha for what's called now an odom godl. The Rogatchev was only 50 years ago. A little bit more, 7 years ago. He wouldn't have even bothered to talk to one what's called now a godel. What's a godel? What's a cotton? There's no objective metzias of godel and cotton. It's always relative. Shame was such a godel of cotton, as yesh ben kedei litzayin ma mutzluch ma'lo, to say objectively what's mutzluch and what's not be'etzem hatzlocha. There's always somebody that's more mutzlich in his mesgeres, in his life, in his world that he's in, and there's someone that's less mutzlich in the life that he's in. But it could be, again, godel and cotton, it's all relative. Kol godel rak klapei mishatachtav. A godel is only godel because it means that there's somebody that's less than him. Kol cotton is only a cotton because rak klapei mishatachtav, because there's somebody higher than him. For instance, it says, kol avreich. Any younger man, any guy that's learning, Hanechshav Poshut Moed B'Beis HaKnesshlo. In his Beis Medrash, let's say, he's considered to be very Poshut. He's considered to be very Poshut. Any of us, we're all, okay, different Madregas here, but for the most part, let's say any of us, if we would go tonight, and we would go to some shul, someplace out on the island, where they don't know anything, when I say out on the island, further out, where they don't have, let's say, from community someplace, or to some other place where there's no, then each one of us would be over there, what? An Odom Godel. If you say that this week we're reading from the Parsha, if you just say we're reading Parsha's Emor, and it talks about the sanctity of the priests, they will look at each other and say, this guy, this is something, this is an Odom Godel. You come back to your Bis Medrash, and you're Mr. Cotton. You come back. Then if you go to some other Bis Medrash where they're more advanced, you're just a little. But again, if he takes a trip, so now everybody, you understand, for a person to feel like he's a god, that's a big thing now. All of these gadgets, these wonderful gadgets that are used the encouragement and so on and so forth, the goals and the siyum and the all of that is to somehow create in that world a sense of godless. And that's what the Svan talk about, the Musa Svan talk a lot about, that godless. And for a person to feel that godless, it's an incentive, and the person wants to be better. And it's very important. Very important. So now he has accomplished, he has reached the status of being a godl. In that particular thing, he's a godl. It's all relative. What does that mean? So this guy, he's simple, and his shul is considered to be very poshut in his place. In his place, in his shul, in his besmedrash, there are a lot of people that are bigger than him in learning. Yikari Rav Umar Derech is called already, he goes someplace else and he's called rabbi. You know that not all the people that says rabbi in the phone book actually are rabbis, right? You know that. And you also know even the ones who officially have smicha, if they would take that piece of paper that they have and would show it to a Talmud Chacham, a real Talmud Chacham, that it would be, the guy would have, they'd have taken Hatzol from laughing so hard. And it's all relative. That he left his bris medrash, he went to someplace else, and over there he's a rabbi. Umar Darach, he's very teaching people what to do and talking about the right path and so on. Limsa shiur, it's like pshutim pshutim. He's able to give a shiur to people who don't know how to do it, don't know how to learn. He gives a shiur. Zoych hasham lekavod gadol. Again, we're not talking that he's looking for covet, but lemaisa, it feels good, and it's an incentive, and he goes over there and he gets covet. Ach yodeh shengam, im hina gadol kan, kotn bim kaimo. He's honest, and he's humble enough to know that even though right here in this place he's a gadol, but when he gets to his place, he's a cotton. And even if he thinks he's still a gadol when he gets to shul, but when he gets home to his wife, then zikha is going to be a cotton over there. That's no question. Even in his place, the gadol is only a gadol because there are people around him. And there are some people who try to do whatever they can to make sure that there's going to be ketanim compared to him in that shul or in that whatever it is, that setting. The cotton klapi elish me'olav, he knows that he's a cotton compared to people who are higher than him. Ha'ilim ikach. She'ein hagdara amitis legadus and katnas. There's no exact definition, objective definition, of godless and katnas. Hakol ze'inin yachasi, it's always relative. Mashakirveya hi hakirva l'Hashem esbarach or hepech chas v'sholam. What is kirveya? Absolute kriyas is kirvas Hashem. What does that mean? Closeness to God or distance from God? Im yesh kirvas elokim v'mishnah achas, it could be that you're only able to handle one mishnah, you're not from the top guys, and you don't understand, and you spend the whole day trying to understand this mishnah. But remember, you're learning this mishnah, me'a palmim, and what? Ve'echad, with God. G'doylehi, objectively, that's godless. That's absolute godless. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is objective godless. And the Keshav of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by definition, even though they're different levels of Ksharm, but the very fact that one feels and is aware of God's presence and has a closeness to Hashem, that's absolute godless. Absolute. Anything that anybody tells us other than that is all relative. And it's all borrowing terms from outside of Hashem Echad. It's using it for other reasons. Okay, they're nice and it's good, but it's not absolute. Absolute is a person has kirvas alakim b'mishnah achas gedolehi v'mein chas v'shalom. And if you learn one mishnah, or better yet, you learn the whole mesachta. V'mein chas v'shalom nederes mimesachas shleima as an achshav shetana. And if there's nothing to do with God and you learn the whole mesachta, objectively, that was a time of katnas, even though you're very smart. It's a time of katnas. Kasha adam koyleit havanazu. When a person is able to absorb this truth that we're talking about now, Paga she'ifaso l'masha ploini. His she'ifa to accomplish what the other guy is accomplishing, to be able to get up to that guy, evaporates. Not only that, but who atzmai? That doesn't mean anything. Hegdiru kagadol. He stops paying attention to this whole business of godless, of what's godless, what's cotton. And he turns his heart to one thing, the ikka, which is, l'chapes es Hashem es baruch, b'chol prat cotton. L'chapes es Hashem es baruch, b'chol prat cotton. V'da, godlessy. And that is godless. That is godless. I once told you that there was a chassid that came from Moshe Kabrina. He came to stop to visit the Kotzke. So the Kotzke asked this chassid, "What's the godless of your rabbi?" Because you know that the different tzaddikim that they were famous. This one's for learning. This one's for davening. This one's for tzedakah. This one's for whatever. So the Kotzke asked this chassid, "What's the godless of Moshe Kabrina?" You know. The Kotzke was very hard to impress. It's almost impossible. So the Chassid said, this Chassid Moshe Kabrina said, the godless of my Rebbe is whatever he's doing at that moment. The Kotzke used to say this over. He said a good thing. He says his Rebbe is a big person, with Moshe Kabrina. His godless is at that moment what he's in. That's his godless. That's the difference between a person who's an Oyved Hashem and a person who's not an Oyved Hashem. That's what the Gemara says. Me'a pomim ve'echad is a godless. Could be me'a pomim, could be a thousand pomim, but it's without the echad, that's not the tachlis of why we're put into this world. To be smart, to finish, to make goals, all of that, all of those are kalim. All of those are incentives. All of that is, it's a key in the midst of Talmud Torah. A person sits and learns. It's fine. But in terms of the tachlis of what we were put here for, the tachlis is me'apam ve'echad. We'll finish this by minute Hashem. Next Monday, I'm going to be Baruch Hashem at a Simcha, so we'll continue the following Monday.